Faith versus fear. Faith, hope, and love are the epitome of what the spiritual life embodies. Oh, but the enemy of faith, hope, and love is encapsulated in the word fear. Lacking one of these three graces, or insufficiency of all, is nutshelled in the emotion fear. Fear is the enemy's tool to scupper the faith of all believers who would live godly. And 366 times the Word of God commands us to fear not. Fear can be displayed in many emotions, actions, attitudes and perspectives. It can be exhibited in terror, disinterest, anger, pride, witticism, cruelty, sarcasm. But however fear is displayed, it is designed to play havoc with our trust in God. Fear is a root cause of all that contributes to failure in our Christian life. Extensive studies on the brain identify fear as the one enemy of faith. But fear is displayed in a believer's life in a myriad of disassociated ways. And we need to examine ourselves to see if we are in the faith, or if fear is contributing to the way that we live our lives. Faith starts with a single thought. Fear, similarly, is spawned with just one thought. Research also shows that just any fear, unless consciously removed, can feed fear. And over a lifetime, one childhood event could influence all adult development. Oh, no wonder the Word of God commands us to take every thought captive. No wonder we are told to meditate on the Word of God day and night. No wonder we are encouraged to meditate on whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are pure, whatever things are just, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, and if there be anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Think on these things. Oh, but praise God that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Studies also show that all areas associated with fear can be reversed in a few days. Once again, demonstrating the truth of the Word of God. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Again, research has shown that faith increases as fear is put to flight. Faith is simply standing on the facts of the Word of God. Fear is, well, simply not standing on the truth contained in Scripture. Over the centuries, great men of faith have done just that. Stood on God's Word, trusted His Word, simply believed what God says. And standing on the Word of God is a choice that we make or dismiss. There is nothing special about people of faith except that they believe God, but never confuse faith with wishful thoughts or positive thinking. Oh no! One great saint put it this way. Faith must be based on certainty. There must be a definite knowledge of God's purpose and will. And without that, there can be no true faith. For faith is not a force that we exercise. Faith is not a striving to believe that something shall be. Faith is not thinking that if we believe hard enough, it'll come to pass. That may be positive thinking, but it's certainly not biblical faith. Remember, the Word of God is life and health, Meditate on these things and believe that the Word of God is life and health. Think on these things. And this will build your faith, and it'll dismantle the fear that hinders your Christian walk. Another great man of faith wrote this: faith is dependence upon God, and this God dependence only begins when self-dependence ends. Yet another saint puts it this way: it is a great thing to learn that faith is simple dependence upon God. It'll comfort you much to be assured that the Lord is teaching you dependence upon himself. And it is very remarkable that faith is necessary in everything. The just shall live by faith, not only in your circumstances, but in everything. Faith, hope, and love are the epitome of what the spiritual life embodies. But the enemy of faith, hope, and love is encapsulated in the word fear. Fear can be displayed in many emotions, actions, attitudes, and perspectives. So examine yourself to see if you are in the faith. For as your faith increases, so your fear will decrease.